Welcome to another podcast. I am Justin Stumm, a licensed marriage and family therapist. Today's podcast will be about elements that I found when treating women both individually and within marriages. Many of my clients, both men and women, come to counseling seeking understanding and the curbing of symptoms in their marriages and/or relationships. Most of these women have their own stories, their own perceptions, and their own histories. Human beings are complex individuals with relationship histories and pasts that make each one of us all of our own. As I have worked with people and guided them to harmony and peace in relationships, I found a few common threads that are not in every person, but seem to be in many. And today, as a part of this podcast, I'm going to be focusing on four key elements that I found in working with women. It was some years ago when I first saw the trailer on television for the movie Twilight. I remember thinking, what is this movie and why are so many women lined up for hundreds of feet outside the theaters to see it? I guessed there must be some thematic elements that really touched a key element of women and their needs and hopes in men that they someday are hoping to have or are already with. Stephanie Meyer, the author, clearly wrote a book about vampires and the paranormal, woven around a love story fraught with sexual tension, drama, and she said it all in high school. In seeing the movie Twilight, I did find a few things in common in the film that most women in struggling marriages also want. Now, that stated, I must add that the nature of relationships in that particular film are grossly overamplified and unhealthy. After all, it is Hollywood, and this film is by far not a template for healthy relationships. Yet, I do want to draw out some of the threads from the movie that I found in my work with women that I feel are salient for discussion with respect to what many women are seeking. The first element here is women want to be cherished. So what does being cherished mean? It means she is valued and honored. Things you cherish, you typically keep safe and treat with care and respect. Most women want to feel that they're valued, that their husbands have a deep sense of love for them. Often in marriages that are relationally weak or that are just conflict-laden, these women feel unloved, mistreated, or not cherished at all. In order for husbands to truly cherish their wives, they often need to emotionally and cognitively move themselves into a position of seeing their spouse differently. Not citing and focusing on the past weaknesses, but instead seeing her strengths and attributes. The one he likely married her for. If you are looking to cherish your wife, start refocusing on the attributes or core elements of what makes her beautiful, and when speaking with her, begin to honor and remember those. It will lead you to most assuredly cherish and value her. The second element, women want to be fought for and protected. Movies are fraught with scenes, where men are fighting for women. The Princess Bride, Twilight, Pride and Prejudice, and others are packed with elements of romance and protection. Most women want their man to protect them. The question is, how is that done? How do men protect their spouse? They do so on several fronts. Most men do not need to protect their wives or their girlfriends or lover from physical danger or threats, but can and need to be protecting her. Often, protecting her from the weaker parts of themselves is the most difficult thing for men to do. Interesting concept, isn't it? Men need to protect their wives from the weaker parts of themselves. Men attempting and working to protect their spouse from their temper, anger, reactivity, emotional rigidity, etc., can and will in fact be protecting her. Men who do not allow anything to get in the way of their relationship with their wife, and I mean anything, will have a spouse that feels fought for. Not letting work, not old flames, not their hobbies, not church, not anything that gets in the way of that relationship. If you want your wife to feel fought for and protected, then ensure that you are her greatest protector. The third element is women want to be taken on a journey. Do women like nice men? Yes, of course they do. But most women don't want to marry a man because he's simply a nice guy. I've heard women talk about nice guys as weak and listless. Women want men that are strong, yet also assertive and are going somewhere. Men that attempt to ride on their being quote-unquote nice guys won't get very far in their relationships because being nice is only a small part of what women really want. Many women want a man that can align with them and do something with their life. Men that are going somewhere. I'm not saying you need to have a 10-year college track prepared or to be a CEO to be going somewhere. I want to be clear here that you're having a plan and working your plan confidently is what women are most seeking. They don't want a man that is drifting and unsure where he's headed emotionally, financially, or spiritually. Now, every woman is going to vary, obviously, in these relationships. Women are just as complicated, but in different ways, as men are. And so not all women are going to want to be taken on a journey in the same manner. But it's up to you, as you consider your relationship and the direction you're headed, to ensure that you're headed on your own journey and that you're able to support and bring her on that, in addition to supporting her on her own journey. The fourth element, the one and only, women want to be their man's one and only. They don't want to fight for his attention. Now, I'm not inferring that men always need to be hand and foot, following her around the house and listening to her every word, but women want their lovers to love them deeply, enough to be his one and only. What does that mean? Well, it means that other women, albeit beautiful, do not captivate him. Women who are cherished and the one and only to their husbands don't have men whose eyes are often wandering. Men who let hobbies, male or female friends, online gaming, heavy church involvement, hours of Facebook, etc., get in the way of their spouse often put the stumbling block before their lover, their wife. Women who are number one for their husbands, or in their husband's eyes rather, don't support men that are spending time gazing into the electronic corridors of online pornography or put up with their man flirting with other coworkers. If a woman is to be her man's one and only, she will need to see it in his speech, his demeanor, and behavior towards her, whether she's present or not. Men and women don't marry merely to be second rate to other things. If your man is not sure what you want or need, don't wait for him to figure it out. Men don't read minds. Speak with him about your needs and do so in a manner so that he can, quote, hear you. Speaking in a manner that will assist him in hearing you will help ensure that he does not interpret you as complaining. Marriages can be a beautiful dynamic and a passionate relationship when spouses are protected and cherished and honored as the one and only. Thanks for joining this podcast. Be well. Take care.